Good afternoon, everyone. It's the 2nd of February, 2013, and this is my 2nd February boo. Well, actually, it's my 4th one, but it's the one for the 2nd of February, so I suppose it's the 2nd one that counts. Right, Nama sent one out earlier about coffee, and so I thought I would send one out about tea, but while she had up to half an hour to talk about hers, I have 3 minutes, so I'm going to be a lot more concise. As Nama mentioned in hers, we consume a lot of tea in this house, and we like leaf tea, but neither of us are particularly keen about the whole issue of leaves in the cup. And we have come up with the best solution for this. And in fact, it was suggested to us, and we've adopted this solution. So what do we do? We make tea in a coffee maker, top coffee drip filter. So I have to put the tea on, and so I'm just going to quickly demonstrate what we do. What you need, a coffee drip filter machine thingy. We use an extra cardboard filter to help protect the machine, a box of tea leaves, Twinings Earl Grey leaf tea, thank you very much, and some water. So, we have a jug here, we fill it up with water from the dispenser. While that's going, we put the card paper filter in the top. There is already a plastic filter in here, but we like to protect it more by doing that. Open the tea leaves, tin of tea leaves. It's got a little scooper inside that we managed to acquire with one of our many coffee machines. We tend to destroy these. We put two generous scoops of tea in the filter. I feel like I'm doing one of these cooking shows. Then I take the filter, I fold the top in on itself, and then fold the ends in so that it's all folded up to help prevent tea leaves from wandering away. This was particularly important on our previous one where there wasn't a plastic filter. So tea leaves had a habit of getting into the innards and they tend to block it up. So that's done. The tea is ready to go. I have the jug which is now finished filling itself. I carefully pour the jug in. And because our water dispenser gives us a measured amount, I know that it's given us pretty much the perfect amount for this machine. A lot of these machines, you've got to be careful you don't put in too much, otherwise it will start coming out the hole at the bottom, or it will fill the carafe up at the bottom, and that's not good either. Sorry, our dishwasher is making noise, so you can probably hear that draining away. That's not the tea machine. It just happens to be doing it at the same time, and it's right underneath where we are. Water's in. Close the top. The glass carafe is ready. Good, excellent. Now, because we've had a couple of these particular machines catch on fire, we unplug it as a matter of course, so I've just got to plug it.